I'm Charity Nebbe. My guest is Joni Ernst, a Republican candidate for Iowa's U.S. Senate seat. The GOP primary is on June 3rd. This interview is being recorded on Friday, May 30th. And Senator Ernst, you've been in the military. You've been in the state Senate. Can you give me an example of an experience that you have had that you believe prepared you to be a U.S. senator?
Well, many different examples. The first is that I have served overseas during a time of combat. I served as a company commander for a transportation company of 150 soldiers overseas in Kuwait and Iraq from 2003 to 2004. And having that military leadership experience, having to make decisions on my feet when it is very serious matters, obviously safety issues, logistical concerns. I think that has made me a very well-prepared candidate for United States Senate. I can also cite many examples of serving in county leadership as an elected official, as an auditor, managing the county finances and making sure that the budget needs were met, as well as serving in the state legislature and working with many different types of people on, obviously, many different types of projects.
What do you think is the one thing that you can do in the Senate to help create jobs in Iowa?
The one thing in the Senate that we can do is get government out of the way. And what I mean by getting government out of the way, the government should be promoting an environment that creates job growth, not actually creating jobs, and several ways that we can do that. The first is by repealing and replacing Bruce Braley's Obamacare with common sense free market solutions. The second is by immediately lowering taxes for hardworking Americans. And in the long term, working to scrap the current dysfunctional tax code and replace it with something that's fairer, flatter, and simpler. And if we do that, I guarantee that the economy will boom. And then lastly, one thing that government can do to create a positive environment for job growth is by rolling back, getting rid of rules and regulations that kill jobs.
A March Iowa poll shows that 65% of those polled support an increase in the minimum wage. Do you support an increase in the minimum wage?
I do not support a federal minimum wage. I do think every state has a different economy, a different cost of living. I don't believe that's the role of the federal government.
There are proposed changes to the renewable fuel standard that seem to signal that the Obama administration is moving away from grain-based alternatives to conventional fuels, for example, ethanol. What would you do in Washington to work in a bipartisan manner on energy policy that would benefit Iowans?
Well, as the only rural candidate in this race, the members of Iowa's agricultural community are more to me than just parts of our state's economy. They are my neighbors, they're my friends, they're my family. And so this particular issue is of great significance to me personally. I don't believe that the government should be picking winners and losers. So bottom line, I am philosophically opposed to taxpayer subsidies. But if we are going to end them, it must be done across the board, in every sector at the same time. So until that day comes, I'm going to continue to stand in defense of the renewable fuel standard and related programs. And I would work in a bipartisan fashion to make sure that we maintain that renewable fuel standard until we can reach a time when subsidies can go away.
The U.S. House has held dozens of votes to either repeal, defund, or otherwise dismantle the Affordable Care Act. President Obama will not sign legislation repealing, defunding, or dismantling the legislation. But to many people, the law remains unpopular. And I'm wondering what your ideas are on reviving the law.
On reviving the law or dismantling the law.
Well, the president has said that he will not dismantle the legislation and he will stand in the way of that. Do you have ideas for revising the law, for working with the situation that we have right now?
Revising. I'm sorry. I thought you said revising. Revising the law, I think, is a bad bill, period. And I do think that we need to repeal it, defund it, get rid of it. And no, maybe our president won't sign it now, but I can tell you that we need to continue to work in that direction and replace it with something that is common sense, free market solution. And so I think if we start looking at alternatives now and have those ready to go and in place for when we can repeal the law, I think we will be that much better off as Americans. And some of those plans could be selling insurance over state lines, creating competition in the market. Another idea is to allow tax credits for those that privately purchase insurance. We can allow small businesses to self-insure. We already allow large businesses to do that. We absolutely need to encourage tort reform, too much lawsuit abuse out there. And we also need to encourage health and wellness, making sure that we are preventing debilitating diseases early on so that they're not costly in the long run. So again, health and wellness is very important. So there's a lot of different things that we can be doing. Another idea is also employee insurance portability, allowing employees to take their insurance policy from employer to employer. If they like their policy, allow them to take it with them wherever they go. So there's a number of things that we need to explore. Just because it's a bad law and the president says, well, I'm not going to repeal it or defund it, doesn't mean we need to keep a bad law. I think we need to keep working in the right direction.
You have made your views on gun control very clear. You have prominently used guns in your campaign ads. You've also, just in very recent days, been getting attention for calling the recent shootings in Santa Barbara an unfortunate accident on KCCI television. In the wake of that tragedy and so many other mass shootings in this country, do you see a role for government in preventing gun violence in the future?
Well, first, I need to say, when I said accident last night, I meant to say incident. And that was during a rebuttal to my answer where I had said that this was a very, very terrible tragedy. It was. It was a horrible incident. And I said the word accident. That's not obviously what I meant, because this was a horrible situation for those families that were involved. However, I still stand behind the Second Amendment, and I think that as law-abiding citizens, we still have our Second Amendment rights, and I'm going to continue to defend those Second Amendment rights. So my ads, no, absolutely no regrets with my ads. They highlight me taking aim at Obamacare, which is something that we just talked about, and it, again, highlights the fact that I am an adamant Second Amendment supporter.
So in answer to the question, though, do you see a role for government in preventing gun violence in any way?
Well, when it comes to gun violence, obviously there are bad people who are going to do bad things. But again, stricter gun control for law-abiding people is not the answer.
Nearly every candidate running for office says they want to cut government waste and bring down the deficit. Name a program or a department that you would cut and tell me why.
I think we could maybe start with the IRS, the Internal Revenue Service. And again, I think we have such a huge dysfunctional tax code. It has made it very difficult to do a person's tax, just an individual tax. Situation. So I do think that we can work to eliminate the IRS, and we do that by making our tax code fairer, flatter, or simpler.
Given your background in the military, do you feel that we're spending enough on national defense in this country?
At the current time, I don't necessarily know that we're spending enough. What what concerns me is the overwhelming cut to the Department of Defense that has been proposed within the current administration, dropping our troop levels within the Army to pre-World War II levels. Is not the right answer right now. We still live in a very dangerous world, and I do believe that when we have a strong United States military, the world is a peaceful place. So I do believe that every department out there can find ways to cut. So I know that within the Department of Defense budget, there are probably some areas that could be cut, but we absolutely have to do it in a judicious manner.
Immigration reform is an issue important to Iowa. It has stalled in Congress. What immigration reforms would you support?
Well, with immigration reforms, before we start talking about changes in the law, what I feel we need to do is secure our borders, first thing. If we're not securing our borders, we don't know that anything else is working. So first, secure the borders, and then second, enforce the laws that are on the books. That is so important to me. Right now, we don't enforce laws that are out there. So even if we would implement immigration reform, put new laws on the books, who says that we're going to enforce those laws? We don't enforce what we have right now. So I do think it's important to secure the borders, enforce the laws that we have now, and then also assist employers with enforcing the laws, perhaps through programs such as E-Verify.
According to figures from NASA, 97% of climate scientists agree that climate warming trends over the past century are very likely due to human activities. And most of the leading scientific organizations worldwide have issued public statements endorsing that position. Do you believe in the science?
I don't know. I haven't personally seen those reports, and so I don't know that climate change is mainly due to humans. I do know that as someone who does want to protect the environment, that I think there are things that we as individuals can do. I think that the climate change that we see over the course of the history of the Earth, it changes periodically all the time, and is all of that due to humans? I don't know that. So I can see some argument either direction, but if you look at the United States, we are such a small percent of any pollutants that are going out into our air or water.
Do you believe that the government should do anything to act on climate change?
I believe that individuals can take their own steps to protect the environment. Again, the United States is such a small contributor when it comes to the world pollution issues. I think this is probably more of an international issue.